On this week's Xamarin Essential API of the Week, I tell you how to use the file system helpers to easily read and write files to the app cache or data directory. So tune in. Welcome back, everyone, to another Xamarin Essentials API of the Week. Today, we're going to take a look at file system helpers. It's a suite of nice little helper properties and methods to handle the file system. Now, what's cool about this API is it allows you to easily find the location where you can store app data or cache data for your iOS, Android, and Windows applications. You can also read information that's bundled into your application. So let's take a look at how easy it is to integrate into your app. So here I am inside of Visual Studio 2019, and I have Xamarin Essentials installed into all of my projects. So iOS, Android, if I had a Windows app there as well, and into my shared project. Now, when you go to our documentation on Xamarin Essentials, you'll find guides for all of our different APIs that you have available. And here's the file system helper. So like I said, you're able to easily get access to the cache data, the data directory, or open files inside your app. And of course, there's little walkthroughs of how to get access to them. So let's go ahead and just put this into our application really quick. So the first thing we'll do is, after I have it installed, is on Android, there's a little bit of setup code that you always need to add. So you init in the main activity and some permissions here. Now, what's cool about these file system helpers is that this is internal data, so there's no additional APIs or permissions that you need to handle. So here's what we're going to do. Inside of our Android application and iOS application, I've added a text file, which is this file system template. And if I open that up, it just says, hey, you know, you're loading some information from your app package. I've also added that into my iOS application under resources. So right here is that file system template, alongside all my images and things like that. Now notice on Android, it's under assets. That's a special directory on Android where you can add additional fonts or specific files that you can read about. And you can even see this about assets, which comes with every single project. So let's try to read information from there. You might have a config file in there. So what I have is just some code behind, and what I've done is I've gone ahead and said, you know, let me specify that file name. I just need the file name. Now, when I come in, we're going to go ahead and add using Xamarin Essentials up top, right there. And to get access to any of the file system helpers, what we're going to do is type in file system dot. This is going to give me access to my app data directory, cache directory, or open app package file async. So what's nice here is this will return a stream. So I've added a little bit of boilerplate code here, which is going to take a stream, read everything out of that stream to the end asynchronously, and output that string to a label that I've displayed on the screen. So here we'll go ahead and say using, and whenever you use streams, you're going to want to put that in a using statement so it properly disposes. And it is asynchronous, so await on file system dot open package async. And we're going to pass in that template file name that we saw earlier. And we'll go ahead and zoom back out here. So now what we'll see is I can go ahead and wrap that using statement, and with a single line of code, that will read in that file, put it out to stream, and then read that stream in and put it on to the application. So let's go ahead and rebuild this application really quick. And what we will note is that when we go ahead and add a breakpoint here, we'll go ahead and see that this is going to get called into our application to load that. So here I'm mirroring my application. I'll go ahead and open up the file helpers page and click this load template. So here we'll see that that's my file template. If I go ahead and add a breakpoint down over here, we'll go ahead and add one right here. We'll go ahead and get our stream, which is coming in. It's an input stream. We have our reader, which is a system.io reader, and we'll go ahead and continue. And our text was that entirety of that file. And if I go back over here, there it is. So just a single line of code, you're able to read that application data that you may have embedded into your application. But let's say you want to do some file I/O. You want to read and write files to the disk. Well, that's a little tricky. Take this code, for instance. Here I want to read some data and say load all text from this local path, which is a string. And maybe I want to save that back out and do file write all text. So this is coming from system.io.file. This is nice that it's built into .NET Standard and works with all of your .NET applications, but what is this local path? You know, what am I going to actually use to store that data for iOS and Android? Well, here, I may want to output it to the file.txt, but I need that local path. So what we can do is I can say local path equals path.combine. So that's part of system.io, and it's going to take in the root directory and then the file that we want to go ahead and append onto it. So this is where file system helpers come in. Here I can say put it in the app directory or the cache directory. Now, the app directory is going to enable us to store data long term. The cache directory is managed by the iOS, Android, or Windows operating system and can be cleared out at any time, like when you upgrade your application. And that's good when you only want that information to be there for a short amount of time. So say we want that to be here for a short amount of time, and then I'll say local file name. And now we've set our app path, and what we can do here is go ahead and run this application again. And here we can go ahead and either save the content to the file or load it automatically just using normal system.io methods. So here we'll go ahead and load this up. I'll go back into my file helpers. And here I'm just going to add anything. So I can say hello and I can say save. Now if I go ahead and delete all of this and say load again, we can see all that came back. Hello, update 2, hit save. Here, if I go ahead and delete it all again, I can hit load again. And now if I add a breakpoint here, let's take a look at what that is going to put here. So if I hit save, we can take a look at that file path. So this is going to go into the data user directory of my application name slash cache. And that on Android is the default place where cache data will go. So you don't have to worry about the difference between iOS and Android. And what's great is on the documentation page, you can read about specific implementations for each platform for Android, iOS, and UWP, so you know exactly where that's going to be. So if you're ever looking to set up a database or read and write files, there you have it. With just a few lines of code, we've accessed the file system helpers, and you're on your way to reading and writing files automatically with Xamarin Essentials. Hope you enjoyed this Xamarin Essential API of the Week. Thanks for watching, and make sure you subscribe to get more notifications of all the great Xamarin content right here. Thanks for watching. Hey, it's James. I'm just checking in and wanted to thank you for watching this awesome Xamarin Essential API of the Week. Now, don't forget to do all the things, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell for even more videos. And while you're here, check out more Xamarin Essential API videos of the week. They're all right here. Go do it right now. It's awesome.